goddamn thing again. He does have the governor of California. He won his lawsuit, and he got the governor, and they worked out a plan. It don't cost me much money this year, and not much next year. And over the whole there, the budget said it's a sound project, that it'll pay back. But I think it kind of messes up my image a little bit.
It'll sound mighty big when they get that total figure out there and go through.
Yeah, and it'll sound pretty big if California goes to give them a hell. I need those electoral votes. How do you look at this political thing?
Well, I think I can't see the slightest difficulty anywhere now.
Goldwater said yesterday had three issues. Southeast Asia, he's going to make that an issue. I don't know how he can. The results of the civil rights bill would be an issue. I've got to get the leaders in here if that bill's passed. I don't know how to do it, but what would happen if I ask you senators to come in and give us advice and try to help us see if it's put into effect the right way? Would that be a bad move?
I don't know how anybody up here could tell you much.
Our governors, senators, and governors, I think we've got to have some leaders to kind of help take charge, because it's going to be worse after the bill than it was before if we don't.
Yeah,
and they're demanding I send troops in. Last night, St. Augustine just raised in hell, and I told them, go call the governor. Tell the governor to send his highway patrol in, his National Guard, that I didn't want to take over state today. So they did, but I don't know whether he did or not. He's a pretty good little governor, but he's tough as a boot.
Yeah, Ferris is a pretty tough little fella. He had the state police over there for a while.
Well, I know it, but he's off running around this governor's conference, and they're threatening Martin Luther King, and he's down there wanting to get shot.
Yeah, he don't want to get shot except by a fella who's got a camera in his hand. That's the only way he wants to get shot. Some fella's got a Kodak shooting.
Well, I see you and John Stanley's got your pictures all over the paper. You ought to open your eyes, though. God damn them, make them quit taking with the cat. You took that picture like Lyndon Johnson. That's my eyes shut.
Well, I'm just very photogenic.
Somebody said you made a hell of a speech yesterday, closing it up. Were you proud of it?
Yeah, well, I'm just Pepsi, except the guy's so screwed up that I couldn't recognize his stenographer's notes. Said it all got worn out over here at Bob Budd's one-man effort. And I got the damn notes back, and I couldn't remember a word I'd said. And I finally just threw them on the floor and told Bill Bates to try to make them make some sense. And
Bob Budd just stood the last, didn't he?
Yeah, he sure did.
He's a tough little
boy. Tough as hell.
He's a good little boy.
Yes, he's a good little boy.
I had old John Lewis and all of his coal men in last week for him. Just try to hip him a little bit. Well, I'll think about McCone and Ball and Westmoreland, and you try to give me two more names in the next 48 hours.
Well, I'll try to, but out of those three, Westmoreland is the best man. He's tough, he's smart as hell, he understands human nature, and he's an excellent officer, and he's a scholar, too.
How did the Congress react to our going in and doing this bombing?
They don't know about it.
Mm-hmm.
Not over a dozen, nobody, but I think all of them would approve it if it did.
Well, now, we're going to continue these reconnaissance flights as needed and as we must have them, and we're going to send in armed people, and if they shoot at us, we're going to shoot back.
Well, that's just like A.W. told you. That's American incarnation. Sometimes think we go too far on it, but...
Mansfield's got a four-page memo saying that I'm getting ourselves involved and I'm going to get in another war if I do it anymore.
Yeah, he's taking that attitude down there all the way. And I, in a way, share some of his fear.
I do, too, but the fear the other way is more.
What in the hell do? I didn't ever want to get messed up down there. I do not agree with those brain trusters who say that this thing has got tremendous strategic and economic value and that we'll lose everything in Southeast, in Asia, if we lose Vietnam. I don't think that's true. But I think it's a practical matter. We in there, and I don't know how the hell you can tell the American people you're coming out. And there's no way to do it. They think that you've just been whipped, and you've been run, you're scared. And it'd be disastrous.
I think that I've got to say that I didn't get you in here, but we're in here by treaty, and our national honor's at stake, and if this treaty's no good, none of them any good. Therefore, we're there, and being there, we've got to conduct ourselves like men. That's number one. Number two, in our own revolution, we wanted freedom, and we naturally look with other people, sympathy with other people who want freedom, and if you leave them alone and give them freedom, we'll get out tomorrow. That's the second thing. The third thing, I think that we got to try to find some proposal some way that, like Eisenhower worked out in Korea, that that we can...
I wouldn't eliminate the United Nations or some agreement, because if I think people, if you get some sort of agreement, are all the way around, would understand it. And I don't think that they're so damned opposed to the United Nations getting in there. And I don't think they'd be opposed to coming out. I don't think American people want to stay in there. They got no sense to realize it's just a matter of face. We just can't walk off and leave those people down there.
Right. But Utah says he won't have anything to do with that part of the world. He just says, no, we can't do it.
Who that?
Utah, the United Nations.
Oh. Well, why in the hell does he think say that? Ain't he even blame himself?
Yeah. Yeah, but he didn't want to. Think about my man. I'll talk to you in depth.
All right, sir. Bye.